You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Are you ready?
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Again, there is a lot going on with some fandoms likely excited about today.
Oh, I'm just going to watch Star Wars. Oh, you mean there's other things. Okay.
She-Hulk out there.
I know, it's every week. Andy Farnsworth here from KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect podcast.
Yes.
We need your help because, like Shara said, streaming feels pretty slim sometimes when you don't know what to watch.
It feels a little slim to me right now. So what do we need to be watching?
Well, it's the end of summer, so that's kind of part of it. There's not a whole lot of new stuff debuting, but there is some stuff coming out. And this, the big item, in fact, this week is not on the big screen. It's streaming, and it comes from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
She-Hulk!
That's right. She-Hulk Attorney at Law stars Tatiana Maslany as the 30-something attorney Jennifer Walters. Her cousin is Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk, played again by Mark Ruffalo. Now, thanks to a car crash, Jen is exposed to Bruce's blood, which, if you remember from the Incredible Hulk movie that no one remembers, it gives you Hulk-like powers when you get it in your system. So now Jen, if she loses control, or whenever she wants to, really, can turn from a 5-foot-something lawyer into a 6-foot-7 impressive physical specimen with super strength and green skin and hair. And after training with her cousin to get the hang of these powers, she insists on returning to be a lawyer instead of a superhero. Thanks to her new life situation, she's asked to head up a department specializing in superhuman-oriented legal cases, things like helping a guy named Abomination who tried to kill Hulk get paroled, or helping the Sorcerer Supreme sue a stage magician for using real magic. At the same time, she has to deal with other complications that come with having superpowers, you know, like dating. I got to see the first 4 episodes of the 9 in season 1 of She-Hulk, and I actually thought it was really funny. As much as I love the Avengers and all the drama that comes with it, it was nice to have a show that didn't take itself too seriously, but it also didn't mock the rest of the Marvel Universe. There are cameos of existing characters from other Marvel movies and shows, and some new characters that will likely pop up in future movies. She-Hulk Attorney at Law is rated TV-14, and at least in the first 4 episodes, didn't have anything more objectionable in content than stuff you've seen in any other Marvel movie. New episodes drop each Thursday on Disney Plus for the next 8 weeks. Now, they usually come out on Wednesday, so note that it's Thursday. Now, another big-name TV series beginning this week comes from the Game of Thrones universe. House of the Dragon begins Sunday night on HBO and HBO Max, and it's a prequel to the hugely popular Game of Thrones series. In fact, the series is set 300 years before the events of Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon is based on author George R.R. Martin's book Fire and Blood, and it tells the story of House Targaryen. I don't even know if I said that right for sure. For those unfamiliar with the universe, it would take me too long to explain it all, but this particular royal family is famous for using magic and for their mastery of dragons. Warner Brothers and HBO have kept a tight lid on plot details, so that's about all I can tell you right now. The series will star Patty Considine, Olivia Cooke, Matt Smith, Emma Darcy, Steve Toussaint, and Riz Ifan. I don't even know if I said that name right. He was the lizard in the Spider-Man movies, if that helps. And a reminder that this is an HBO original, so it will not be appropriate for children, and it carries a TVMA rating. The series begins Sunday night and will drop a new episode each week, which you can watch live on HBO or stream on HBO Max at the same time. Now, staying with the dragon theme, but moving to a much more family-friendly TV series about dragons, we have the latest season of Dragons, The Nine Realms. Now, this animated series is set in the world of How to Train Your Dragon, but it actually takes place 1,300 years after the events of the hugely popular DreamWorks movies. 13 centuries after Toothless, Hiccup, and Astrid, dragons are now just legend, but a massive opening in the Earth's surface appears, and kids of some scientists studying the anomaly discover that dragons have been hiding there. But it's a secret they have to keep to themselves to protect the dragons. If you haven't watched it, there's a pretty impressive voice cast. The animation isn't quite to the level of How to Train Your Dragon movies, but it'll be good enough to satisfy your kids who the show's aimed at. Dragons the Nine Realms is now in its 3rd season, and it's rated TVG, so there's nothing parents need to be concerned about. All 7 episodes of Season 3, as well as all of Seasons 1 and 2, are available to stream on Hulu. Now, switching over to Netflix, another very family-friendly offering available this week is an adaptation of a popular Broadway musical about the difficulties of being an early teen. 13 the Musical stars Eli Golden as Evan, a 12-year-old boy who just before his bar mitzvah has to leave everyone he knows in New York City to move with his mother, played by Deborah Messing, to Indiana following his parents' divorce. Now, Evan hopes turning his bar mitzvah into a massive party in his new hometown will maybe help him win some new friends. But he quickly finds that even as an outsider, he's not the only one dealing with the anxieties and social awkwardness of eighth grade. Evan's first friends turn out to be the unpopular kids, quote unquote. And so while he's trying to impress the popular kids at school, he gets drawn into their drama, including a popular cheerleader's desperate plot to prevent a first kiss between her crush and her best friend. That happened to everybody, right? Quite honestly, this could be called Junior High School Musical. It is cute and harmless and innocent. It's got a diverse cast that doesn't feel forced. The kids are talented singers, and the songs, while none really stuck with me, were upbeat and energetic. There are some good messages woven into the story, but it really feels like a Disney Channel original type movie. 13 the Musical is rated PG and safe for all ages. The movie is streaming only on Netflix. And finally, just in time for back to school, we've got a brand new animated short film featuring Charlie Brown and the Peanuts Gang available to stream. Lucy's school sees the whole crew anxious about summer coming to an end and having to start at a new school in the fall. So when Lucy finds out it's theoretically possible to test out of school if you know everything they're going to teach you through high school graduation, she decides she's going to just get her diploma right now. Thank you very much. Charlie Brown, Peppermint Patty, Linus, and all the rest love this idea, so Lucy starts her own school to prep everyone for the test with her as the teacher. But what she finds out is that teaching isn't as easy as it sounds. Lucy's school is actually billed as a love letter to teachers and an appreciation of the impact a teacher can have on a child. It also shows kids working together. They can overcome many of their fears and anxieties. It's another well-made Peanut special, and don't worry, there's plenty of Snoopy in there as well. Lucy's school is rated TVG and is available to stream on Apple TV+. Now, also available this week, but I didn't have time for, a movie in theaters called Beast that has Idris Elba and his daughters being chased by a wild lion. An anime movie also in theaters called Dragon Ball Hero. And a dark comedy mystery series on Apple TV called Bad Sisters, about some British sisters who maybe killed their brother-in-law for mistreating their sister. Or maybe not. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
So no spoilers.
So no, I can't give away any spoilers because I don't know the answer to that. But
okay, some new
but
stuff.
But that Charlie
out there.
Brown one is
there
really
you go.
Some new stuff. I was just
put it
saying,
on your
I
list.
I need some new stuff to watch. That works, Andy.
Well, you have to wait till Sunday for Game of Thrones.
Okay, and oh wait, real quick, you really did like She-Hulk?
I really did.
Really?
I thought it was really funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just did.
Okay, I'll have to give it a shot.
Sounded skeptical there, so we'll all give
it a
shot.
Well, I mean, and some of the national critics have really liked it. Some others have been kind of iffy. I mean, it's a different flavor. It's a TV show versus a movie.
It's good to know what you're getting going into it. That's a good idea.
All right, well, you got it.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.